Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. I'm glad you're here to worship with us today. Just as a quick reminder, let me assure you that we will be celebrating communion later in this worship service. So please have your elements of communion available and I will consecrate them and you will have opportunity to take of those elements right there in your home. So we're looking forward to that. Also wanted to remind you that we're continuing our Wednesday worship services at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. We're looking at a theme called Forgotten Miracles. This week we'll be focusing on a man with dropsy. And we'll be worshiping with Holden Evening Prayer. Remember, too, that if you have prayer concerns that you would like remembered within that service, please let me know. Amanda, you have some announcements.
I do have announcements. I do. So, even though we're all in isolation and having to be away from each other, the youth are still doing things. So, on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock, the 6th through 12th graders are having youth group. And we are sharing our highs and lows, and we are praying together. And we're also playing a prayer vigil.
I'm glad you know our website and your email address.
And my email address.
Yes.
That's a good
day. Okay, let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection, yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace. And restore us to living in your holiness through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves us and frees us from our sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt, may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Pastor Gary, do you have a mic?
Just those.
This one? All right. So we're going to have a children's sermon.
No, I mean those, these over here.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll do the children's sermon. Hold it.
Okay.
So we get to have the children's sermon from the big pulpit. That's really special. So kiddos, I was thinking, sometimes when we feel like, oh, there's just so much going on, or we feel stressed out about things, or maybe we've been inside way too long, sometimes it helps to take a really deep breath. Can you do that with me? And I bet the choir and Pastor Gary will do it with me too. You ready? And then let it out. That helps, doesn't it? Let's do it again. You ready? One, two, three. That breath helps a lot when we feel anxious or we feel like we have too much going on. And it reminded me about a part of the gospel that Pastor Gary is going to read here in a little while. The disciples were all in a locked room after Jesus had died and had been buried and had risen again. And so Jesus comes into this locked room to see them, and he's alive. Jesus is totally alive. And he does two things that I think are really interesting. He says, "Peace be with you." And he does it twice. And I think he might do it twice because the disciples might not have felt peace. They might have needed to breathe deeply at that point in time. And then Jesus did something else. Jesus breathed on them. Now, I really hope that he brushed his teeth that morning, or he might have had some stinky breath. But the whole idea of Jesus breathing on them was to give them the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit was with them. And the wonderful thing about that is that the Holy Spirit is always with us too. So when we breathe deeply, we can think about the Holy Spirit filling us and being around us and with us always, just like Jesus was breathing on the disciples and giving them the Holy Spirit. So I think we should breathe again to remind us about the Holy Spirit. Can you guys do that with me, choir? Awesome. All right, ready? One, two, three. Peace be with you. May the Holy Spirit be with you. And let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from Acts. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice, addressed the crowd. "You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken.' Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, 'He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This past Monday morning, I had an email from one of our members who had written it on Sunday afternoon. She wrote, "The Easter service was so meaningful today. We sang along, had communion, said the creed and the Lord's Prayer out loud. An observation I had late this afternoon is this entire day has been devoted to celebrating Christ's resurrection. Not family get-togethers, baskets, bunnies, new clothes, or colored eggs. A first for probably 95% of us. We watched The Robe and The Greatest Story Ever Told, had a meaningful conversation and reflection about what this Easter has meant to us, FaceTimed our kids, and simply relaxed. It's been an Easter we will never forget." I responded in part, "I think some of the good things that God is bringing out of this outbreak are that many may feel a closer tie to their church family. The church family itself will be strengthened and perhaps, at least for a time, worship and church may have a renewed importance in our society." The last time our congregation was able to gather together for worship was March 15th, more than a month ago. And yet when I look at the comments on Facebook after our worship, when I watch the joy those who join in Zoom meetings have when they get to see and interact with each other, even at a distance, it's a moving thing. Maybe another thing God is bringing out of this outbreak is that we know in a whole new way that the church is not the building, but rather it's the people. And our church family, that's one of the real benefits for coming to church. And when people don't come to church, That's one of the things they miss. It happened in our gospel reading today. The disciples had gathered together in the upper room. They were probably all astir with the news Mary Magdalene had brought them about seeing the risen Jesus. And then, as they were there, suddenly Jesus was there too. And it was Jesus. They could see the wounds in his hands and feet. They could feel his familiar, strong, comforting presence. "Peace be with you," he said to them. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." It was Jesus. And oh, the joy and hope those disciples must have felt. Oh, the comfort and praise they must have shared. Oh, the joy and wonder they must have known as they received this miracle. But Thomas missed it. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was off visiting relatives. Maybe he was in the marketplace. Maybe he was grieving. Maybe being with the others brought too many painful memories. Whatever the cause, Thomas wasn't there. And he missed the miracle. That's what happens when we miss church. And perhaps in this time when we are unable to come, it's a good time for us to talk about why we come to church and what happens when we miss. And I think, first of all, we miss our fellowship. We miss the opportunity to come together with other people who believe the things we believe and who trust in the things we trust in. That may not seem all that important, but that fellowship is a key factor in strengthening our faith and in keeping our faith strong. Together we grow in faith as we learn God's word and hear it proclaimed. When we come together, we realize anew that we don't face a hostile world alone, that we are united in our faith. Together we share the sorrows and hurts of life. Together we share the blessings and joys of faith. And that points to the second thing we miss when we miss church. When we miss church, we miss the support and care that is offered here. We miss a great deal when we separate ourselves from the Christian support and care. In times of sorrow or hurt or loss, that is the very time when we should seek the fellowship of Christ's people, for it is there that we are most likely to meet Jesus face to face. And that's the third thing we miss when we miss church. We miss the presence of Jesus. Oh, sure, I believe that Jesus is everywhere and can be worshiped anywhere, but I also believe that his presence is here in a real, unique way. When we come together, you can be sure that Jesus is here with us and that he is eager to bless us like he blesses his disciples whenever he appeared to them. Our gathering here is a celebration of Christ's risen presence in and among us. Now, there's one other thing that Thomas missed, and when we're not in church, we miss it too. We miss our commission. Jesus said to the disciples, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus had come with the message of salvation and love, and he gave his disciples the responsibility to live it, and he gave them the responsibility to share it. As followers of Jesus, we have that assignment too. And it ought to give meaning and purpose in everything we do. We are called to reach out to others in compassion and care, to the poor, the outcast, to the forgotten. We're called to teach others about God, to take to them the message of joy and salvation and light that happens in the resurrection. An old tradition has it that the very tomb in which Jesus was buried is now deep in the confines of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the heart of Jerusalem. At dawn each Easter morning, a specially selected youth reaches a candle into the opening of the tomb, and when he withdraws it, everyone is overjoyed to see that the candle has been lighted. As the young man turns to light the candles held by other youths standing near, he shouts, "Alleluia, Christ is risen!" And the young people hurry out to light candles held by others in the streets and townships, always shouting, "Alleluia, Christ is risen!" Several years ago, a professional guide was telling a group of tourists about this impressive yearly event. And one of the tourists said, "But surely this year, with all the troubles in the Mideast, this traditional candle lighting will be postponed." "No, no," said the guide. "This year, by all means, more than ever. In the face of all that is going on in our world right now, we need the light of Christ. This year, by all means, more than ever. More than ever, we need to be in God's house. More than ever, we need the fellowship. More than ever, we need the support and care. More than ever, we need Christ's presence with us. More than ever, we need to share the joy of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen, and it's an Easter we will never forget. Amen."
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Faithful God, you perform wonders in our midst. Open our eyes to your marvelous power, and when we do not see or believe, gift us with faith. Give us the courage to question, knowing that you meet us both in our confidence and in our doubts. Make Easter joy real in our lives. Assure us always of your love, which never fails. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ever-present one, you dwell among your gathered people. Grace us with your Holy Spirit, that through hearing your word and sharing your meal, we may embody resurrection hope in the world you created. Walk before us and call us new and always to follow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, you wore our flesh and pain in Jesus our Savior. May your healing touch comfort the sick, the lonely, and all who cry out to you. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you now, O God, for the gift of this church family. As we look forward with hope to that time when we will be able to gather in person again, fill us anew with your presence. Unite us in faith, in vision, and in calling. Fill us with the joy of each other, all of us caught up in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mighty God, we continue to pray for our world, still racked by this virus, but also by the fears and anxieties that come with it. Guide our leaders. Be with healthcare workers and all who are at risk. Comfort and heal those who are ill and those who are frightened. Give us your assurance and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Oh.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, giving death, and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. the body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word, and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. In peace, serve the Lord.